I was working at the time the tire fire was going on. I was working outside with no protection whatsoever. We didn't know anything had happened at the time that the tires had ignited by lightning. There was black clouds. As you would breathe in, it would burn. Your eyes would burn. You had ashes on your clothes, on your face, arms. So it was pretty much everywhere.
Mi nombre es María Luna. El día de hoy voy a hablar de la experiencia de la quemadura de llantas.
My name is Maria Luna. It affected me, it affected my family, mostly affected my kids. My oldest got asthma, which she didn't have asthma. She started losing a lot of school because she started getting asthma attacks really strong.
My name is John Mataka, and I'm with the Grayson Neighborhood Council, and I've lived here for 25 years. If you're driving on Highway 5 and you take the Wesley exit and go west, you'll hit the Wesley Tire Incinerator in the foothills right behind the Shell station at the Wesley exit there. That is where 7 to 9 million tires caught fire on September the 22nd, 1999, and burned for 34 days straight.
People would complain that it was hard to breathe. Your eyes would water and itch all day if you were outside.
A local businessman, rancher, from Wesley named Ed Philbin, way back in the 60s and 70s, started charging people a couple bucks to dispose of each tire in this large canyon up there. And to eventually where there were 45 million tires in this large canyon. And just to give you a visual of what that looks like, if you take a double trailer diesel truck, they took a picture of it in front of those 45 million tires, and it looks like a Tonka truck. And a Tonka truck is one of those little toy trucks. So that just gives you some kind of a visual of how many tires were there. For years, people had been complaining about all these tires being there and that there was going to be a catastrophe one day. And it fell on deaf ears. The County Board of Supervisors were unable to get this Ed Philbin to do anything. He was a real rebel. The state gave him a shredder, a $300,000 shredder to start shredding them. He sold it. And basically, the county didn't do anything. The state failed to do anything. And the federal government failed to do everything.
And, my son got heart murmurs, heart enlargement. So he was all the time at the hospital, in and out of the hospital for about a month. And my husband and I, it was really hard for us to see all the exams that they were doing, him being so little.
Once we knew what was going on, I felt sorry for the people who had to work on the fields, working in the orchards, and they had more exposure to the contamination of those tires. People that work on the fields have to eat in the fields, so they actually were consuming it through their skin and through their mouth.
Our group and a local group in the late 70s called Ecology Actions joined a lawsuit with the Attorney General at the time. We wanted them to separate those tires because by law there's supposed to be so many thousand in a pile, so if they catch fire the whole thing doesn't go up. They were burning them, but they burned only what they were bringing in, but they weren't taking down the pile. So we had to sue to get them to eventually get it down to the 9 million. If we hadn't sued, then there probably would have been somewhere between 20 and 25 million or 30 million tires there instead of the 7 to 9 million that were there.
It got really bad to where the point where even my husband and I, you know, were coughing. It was not even clear. The clouds were like dark. It was dark. It was smelly. And it was kind of hard to even know where you were walking. The thing was just like on. I mean, it was on fire all the time. It just kept smelling and smelling. And sometimes, I guess, from the heat or something, it just made it like hot. And when it was hot, those days that were hot, it just smelled worse. It was worse. The smell was really worse.
The way that it all came to a head was there's a lady named Karen Cox from Wesley. She's a farmer. She called a town hall meeting at the Wesley Hotel. And that night, there were close to 300 people there. There were county officials there, state officials there, federal people there. And the community basically told these people, we want the fire out. Well, they said the tire fire couldn't be put out. because the one in Tracy had burned for almost 2 years. And they said it was impossible to put out, and they just wanted to let it burn. And so the people got irate, and they said, look, either you put it out or we'll put it out. And you're probably not going to like the way that we're going to put it out, because they were talking about blowing it up and all kind of things, you know. And so they finally hired the famous John Wayne firefighters from Kuwait, the ones that put out the oil well fires in Kuwait, and they brought huge machinery from Texas and huge hoses, and 34 days later it was put out. They had huge pools of oil, you know, and the Delta Mendota was right there, you know, and they had to do groundwater testing to make sure it wasn't reaching the Delta, you know, because it's right there. Then it took them 2 years to clean up. We monitored that cleanup, and of course it's never going to be clean.